New heading. Diagnose before you prescribe. Although it's risky and hard, seek first to understand or diagnose before you prescribe is a correct principle manifested in many areas of life. It is the mark of all true professionals. It's critical for the optometrist. It's critical for the physician. It's critical for a teacher. It's critical for anyone in business. It's the essence of all professionalism. None of us would have any confidence in a doctor's prescription unless you had confidence in the diagnosis. When our daughter Jenny was only 2 months old, she was sick one Saturday, the day of a football game in our community that dominated the consciousness of almost everyone there. It was an important game. Some 60,000 people were there. Sandra and I would like to have gone, but we didn't want to leave little Jenny. Her vomiting and diarrhea had us concerned. The doctor was at the game. He wasn't our personal physician, but he was the one on call. When Jenny's situation got worse, we decided we needed some medical advice. Sandra dialed the stadium and had him paged. It was right at a critical time in the game, and she could sense an officious tone in his voice. "Yes," he said briskly. "What is it?" "This is Mrs. Covey, doctor, and we're concerned about our daughter Jenny." "What's the situation?" he asked. Sandra described the symptoms, and he said, "Okay, I'll call in a prescription. Which is your pharmacy?" When she hung up, Sandra felt that in a rush she hadn't really given him full data, but that what she had told him was adequate. "Do you think he realizes that Jenny is just a newborn?" I asked her. "Oh, I'm sure he does," Sandra replied. "But he's not our doctor. He's never even treated her." "Well, I'm pretty sure he knows. Are you willing to give her the medicine unless you're absolutely sure he knows?" Sandra was silent. "What are we going to do?" she finally said. "Call him back," I said. "You call him back," Sandra replied. So I did. He was paged out of the game once again. "Doctor," I said, "when you called in that prescription, did you realize that Jenny is just 2 months old?" "No," he exclaimed. "I didn't realize that. It's good you called me back. I'll change the prescription immediately." If you don't have confidence in the diagnosis, you won't have confidence in the prescription. This principle is also true in sales. An effective salesperson first seeks to understand the needs, the concerns, the situation of the customer. The amateur salesman sells products. The professional sells solutions to needs and problems. It's a totally different approach. The professional learns how to diagnose, how to understand. He also learns how to relate people's needs to his products and services. And he has the integrity to say, "My product or service will not meet that need," if it will not. Diagnosing before you prescribe is also fundamental to law. The professional lawyer first gathers the facts to understand the situation, to understand the laws and precedents before preparing a case. In fact, many good lawyers write the opposing attorney's case before writing his or her own. It is also true in product design. Can you imagine someone in a company saying, "This consumer research stuff is for the birds. Let's design products." In other words, forget understanding the consumer buying habits and motives. Just design products. It would never work. A good engineer will understand the forces, the stresses at work, before designing the bridge. A good teacher will assess the class before teaching. A good student will understand before he applies. A good parent will understand before evaluating or judging. The key to good judgment is understanding. By judging first, a person will never fully understand. Seek first to understand is a correct principle evident in all areas of life. It is a generic, common denominator principle, but it has its greatest power in the area of interpersonal relations.